Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 10 to 12. We need to fight our common enemy together. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verses 16 to 18 like this. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold. And David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, "If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you." So David received them and made them captains of the troop. David was at the stronghold in the wilderness when different people joined his forces from different parts of the Israeli country. Previously, many of the people who were in trouble or distress had come to David to find protection. But now, many men came to serve David and assist him in obtaining the throne, which was his by divine decree. When God has a favor on someone, people will recognize that anointing and will soon join in the efforts that God had intended for that person. Surprisingly, people from the enemy ranks of Saul, belonging to the tribes of Benjamin and Judah, also joined with David in his stronghold. Because of Saul's affiliation with the tribe of Benjamin, David required that they especially swear to him their loyalty. As we can see, the Spirit of God had indeed directed this defection of men from Benjamin, the tribe of Saul, to David. Saul had drafted men into his army while David attracted them because of his character and leadership. Saul seemed to bring out the worst in people while David brought out the best through his godly anointing. Today, the kingdom of God needs men and women who are equipped by God, trained and swift, strong in faith, able to prevail against overwhelming odds and put the enemy to flight, full of the Spirit and selflessly dedicated to Jesus. People who have an undivided heart. God is recruiting an army on earth today for His kingdom, and the only winning army is His army. God is still seeking skilled people, trained people, and people not afraid to get their feet wet. God wants soldiers with loyal hearts who understand the times and who know how to keep rank and face the enemy together. We need to fight our common enemy, Satan, together. Unity among believers pleases God, and we are not supposed to live in isolation. Unity includes bearing one another's joys and burdens, and we must seek unity in all essentials. There can be great unity even in great diversity, and the love Christ has commanded should create unity among believers. Let unity be a distinctive mark among all Christians as we face our common enemy these days. We read in Romans chapter 12 verse 16 like this, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." And we again read in Romans chapter 15 verses 5 and 6 like this, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."